Good morning. It is time. Do you know what it's time for? It is time for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. And it's important that we think of it in those terms. We're not just talking about generic truth like the law of gravity that exists and is a reality and we can't deny it. We are talking about the truth of God, and that contains a lot more than is apparent to our human vision. We don't see many of the things that are true from God's perspective in our day-to-day living, but the Bible is given to us to reveal those things to us, to show us what it is that is true. From God's perspective, what is true about us? What is true about Him? What is true about the world we live in? You see, our desire as believers in Jesus Christ is to be God's desire. And we can only live that kind of a life when we have our minds focused on what is actually true. We've been trying to focus our minds each morning here recently by looking at the book of Romans. We're in chapter number 12, and we've just started into verse number 12. Romans 12:12, and the Apostle Paul just told us that as believers in Christ, we are to rejoice in hope. And then right on the heels of that phrase, I think is a very appropriate next comment for him to make, because he says, rejoice in hope and be patient in tribulation. Boy, that is a tall order for me. Isn't it a tall order for you? I mean, to be patient in tribulation. Tribulation could mean any kind of a hard time that comes into your life. Could be loss of a job. Could be a health condition that you're dealing with. Could be someone else's health condition and you're the caretaker. You see, when we face difficulties in life, isn't it our instinct to get it over with just as quickly as possible? The discomfort, the stress and the strain, and just the flat-out inconvenience that hard times bring into our lives push us to become impatient. Am I right? It's that way for me. I find myself pushing to get past the hard time as quickly as possible. And the Apostle Paul is telling us, as believers in Christ, we are to have a different attitude than that. Now stop for a moment and think about that. It doesn't mean it's wrong to want to be done with the hardship, but it does mean it is wrong to continue pushing and pushing and pushing to get out of that hardship to the point that we are discontent, I believe is what he's saying. You see, because what God brings into our lives, he has already told us in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, is for our good. Let me remind you what it says. It says, God works all things together for the good of those who love him, for those who are called according to his purpose. And woven into the meaning of those phrases is the truth that God is working even the hardest circumstances for our good. So we are to be patient in tribulation, because we know that that hardship is working some good purpose in God's view, from God's perspective. That is the most important reason, I believe, we are to be patient in tribulation, because it is a reflection of trust in our Heavenly Father. You see, all of us as believers in Christ would say, oh yeah, I want to trust God. I want to have more faith. But what that means practically, brothers and sisters, is that we learn to be patient in tribulation. At least that's one of the things that it means. Because patience in tribulation comes out of trust in the one who has allowed that tribulation to come into our lives. Do you see that? It's a real subtle thing to notice. But our ability to endure with grace, so to speak, to have grace under pressure, is a reflection of the hope we have in our God. So that's why Paul can say, rejoice in hope and be patient in tribulation. They go together, my brothers and my sisters, today in your life. Join me again tomorrow for the Morning Mindset.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.